Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama natin si Christina Joy Lovejoy, isang spiritual intuitive energy healer at empath life coach. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Christina Joy Lovejoy.
Magandang umaga naman.
Yes, for now, meditation is our topic.
My first mentor, father mentor in spirituality is Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's in heaven now. And I pick up all those things, change your thoughts, change your life, and the power of intention, Esther Hex, the Abraham thing, and one from another. So I get into this meditation. It's just once I did it, I practice it, it's just mind-blowing. I go into trance consciously.
Yes. You were talking about meditation. When you do a meditation, how do you start to meditate?
At first, it's very awkward, you know, because I knew how to deal with myself, but I do the meditation because I want to fix my pain. I want to heal my pain, like in that carpal tunnel, all that stuff. The doctor told me that you have to have that operated because otherwise not gonna heal. That's what they said, but I insisted that it's my spiritual personal thing that I don't want to have it, you know, that it's against my will to have this operation, so
yes.
I'll be all right. So anyway, so meditation, I went to the book. It's just like handed to me by the universe. So I stumbled with this meditation book and I read and said, oh, this is what I've been doing. Yeah? Just like I'm consciously, but I want to do this because I want to go beyond my pain, whatever the numbness, all the tingling in my hands that I can't even hardly move. So anyway, when I start, I have to have a lit candle in my room. I find a place where I can sit. Of course, there's no one there, you know, because you need to have this concentration. You sit there, and then if you feel like uncomfortable first, you can use some pillow in both sides of your legs to support, but try to sit in your back posture straight. And it's normal to have all this mind chatter, like a monkey mind that is just jumping to your thoughts by thoughts and thoughts by thoughts. So the moment you start closing your eyes, you hear the voice talking outside or some things banging there or children playing, car beeping. But it's normal, so I knew that what to expect because I'm reading some book. So until I just glide in, I inhale, exhale, and 2, 3, 5, 6 times, until 6 times or more, until you feel good, you just kind of drifting yourself to that moment. Like the noise that you hear outside is not a noise anymore. It doesn't matter to you.
Like the outside noise that you hear are not existing.
Yes, exactly. And it's just, you just go by the flow of your mind. And I was just blown out because the moment I closed my eyes, and then I was imagining this light coming to me, the white light. You know, you can choose what light you can picture out or imagine, visualize in your thoughts. And I choose the white light coming to me in my head, down to my shoulders, my arms, which I needed most, my body and all that stuff, all the way to my soul. And then I just shield my body to that kind of beautiful light inside within. And then after that, it just kind of surprised me that my mind just like I was floating, like I can go to a trance. But for the beginners, I know I have to speak for the beginners too.
You've mentioned about the beginners. Do you also teach meditation? Like, how do you teach it?
Yeah, I can teach meditation. In fact, where I was in the Philippines this December and January, I start giving inputs and some meditation to the group. And it's a lot of fun to do it first, you know, and awkward thing, feelings. You can feel this numbness, pains, and aches in your body. But you get used to it. The more practice, you can do it like 5 minutes a day, then 10, 15. until you can just stop in 15 or 20 minutes and then you let go. Because it's not easy to do it at the beginning.
Yes.
But you can always practice it. You
yes.
know, and practice makes perfect. And it's beautiful.
Yes. Christina Joy Lovejoy, when do you do meditation? Bakit mo ginagawa o bakit mo kailangan gawin ang pag-meditate o ang meditation?
Kasi meditation, what I know that all my mentors, my spiritual teachers out there, my gurus, they're all talking about that because I always met this one in my readings, in my studies. So the wisdom that I have is always there. But when I did really started it, I just, you know, like I'm kind of advanced already. And I just having the momentum that is, you go float, like you go beyond. I see the trance of myself consciously. I go beyond, like I'm in the sky. I'm watching people around on the earth like that. And I'm sometimes, there's a horse there, my unicorn, my angel unicorn, so vivid that I can see, get the wings. And I go ride on that unicorn and we fly, we float. And I went to my place in Sindangan. I went to the where I was born and then stayed at, people and seeing that I love to give something. I want to surprise them. I love to give something, even just tinapay, pandesal, or chinelas, or money that surprise them in their door. That's how I feel when I go on that meditation. Mm. It's all good.
It's like meditation is bringing you to another place or another world.
Yeah, to the real awareness of who you are. Mm. It's really an enlightenment. It's a pathway to who you are.
Mm.
To who we are inside, that beauty will come out. That giant sleeping inside of us will slowly coming out in the surface.
Mm.
You will just know it when you do it every day, every time, until you don't even have to sit anymore. Even if you're standing, even if you're walking, you can do the meditation by putting your mind, your good thoughts, your loving thoughts into a positive one, by sending out love out there, sending love, joy, and all kinds of enthusiasm that you have inside of you. It just comes out naturally.
Christina Joy Lovejoy, is there a particular place or a certain place where you can meditate? Like, should it be in a room or it can be anywhere? Where should it be?
Yeah, it can be anywhere, wherever you are, maybe outside in your
garden.
Garden, and then you see the serenity in there and there's no distraction. You can find a place to sit or sitting straight with your cross leg, with your left hand touching your lap, and then this right hand on top of it, and with the two thumbs touching together.
Mm.
Just like a Buddha style.
Yes, so it's like there's a position that you need to be in.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to be in that. There is that kind of posture when you do that, because it really adds a lot to your energy. I'm talking about energy.
Yes. Christina, what is the benefit of meditation?
Wow. Meditation can really take you as far as you can out of body experience, all that you know about yourself. It's a path to enlightenment, like knowing who you are, and that all the stresses, all that worries, depression, dissatisfaction, outside reality is no longer working in you. You have this distinction between what is not and what is right. You just merge into the truth of who you are. Like my experience here, like sometimes people around me are very challenging, but I always look at it as a positive one, like someone there trying to pick on you and, you know, trying to pick your piece. But I just don't say anything. I send love and goodwill. Or if I have to talk, it has to be in a kind word. Like, or sometimes if they tease me, and then when I go on meditation, then I can realize that I should not be acting like that. It's like teaching you inside, all those faculties. When you go down deep to who you are inside, through meditation, you need to have this stillness in you, silence in your soul, your mind chatter. You know how to turn that volume.
So like when you're doing meditation, kumbaga ang kalooban mo ay pinapagkumbaba.
Yes. You have this humility. You have this humbleness.
Thank you very much,
okay.
Christina
Thank
Joy
you.
Lovejoy, for sharing your knowledge about meditation and its benefit to our listeners.
You're very welcome. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.